fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, because it's 8 p.m. on Thursday night. We come to you every week crisp and clear so that you can sift through the propaganda, all the fake news, all the nonsense they put out there, and try to figure out what's the truth and what's really going on. We welcome you to Common Sense Radio. And yes, we are back and live. We had to do a best of last week because everybody was on assignment, but we are back in the studio. We wish a fond farewell to our young engineer, Ian Blair, who from the University of Mobile. He's slaving away. He probably didn't have time to listen. Actually, he's a young kid. He'd be smart enough not to listen to this show. He's got better things to do. But good luck to Ian up there at the University of Mobile. And in his stead, we now have the wizard of the electrons. He is a seasoned engineer. He started doing radio back when it was just a string and a megaphone. They didn't even have electrons when they started doing radio. It is our engineer, Charlie Moss.
Yeah, Marconi and I were childhood friends.
Exactly. So you're an expert at all of this. So we are honored to have you with us.
I wouldn't go that far, Pete.
Well, look, we are, this show needs all the credibility it can get, so we will take all of yours and use it.
You said you had an anniversary coming up.
We do? Meaning the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, in about a month we will have been on the air, and December will be 10 years, which is ridiculous.
Awesome. We have to do something celebratory.
Something crazy.
We've got to think of something.
Time
something
flies crazy. When you're having a good time.
I know, when we're having a good time. I don't know if Sean's having a good time, but we are having a good time. So, and fortunate for you, the listener, adult supervision is in the studio. Our director of quality assurance has ended with her son an undefeated season.
Yeah, congratulations to St. Paul's middle school football team. They pulled off just now their final victory for an undefeated season.
First time ever, right?
Yeah.
Undefeated season. So congratulations to St. Paul's.
Very proud. They
worked hard. Teresa is not only the director of quality assurance, a proud mother, the executive producer. She's a head of the research department. She's a co-host, the brains behind everything in here, and a Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
Always great to have you. Look, we've got a lot going on. I want to get to a few things from around the country, but we will be getting into the vaccine mandates. That is the main subject of the show tonight, is the vaccine mandates.
We have a very special guest.
We have two guests, right?
Yes, we do.
We have two guests calling in. Because, folks, it has hit here. It is hitting. You've seen the mandates around the country. You have seen them forcing people out of their jobs, out of their livelihood, and it's happening here in Mobile, at Airbus, and other places. It is time for us to stand up and defend our rights, and we will be getting into that. But before we get into all that, I wanted to – there's some stuff that happened around the world the last 2 weeks since we've been there. We always – and we haven't had to as much in the last few years, but for a while there, it was every week. Remember terrorism? Every week there was a different terrorist attack, or two or three every week. I didn't want to let go by. It was about not this past week, but last week, the member of parliament in the United Kingdom was stabbed to death at his church by some radicalized Somali.
Yeah, and it was just a quick headline. If you didn't
grab it. No, and it went right through.
If you didn't grab it that day from a good news source, you would have never known.
No, and I want to make sure we mention these, because those things should not go unnoticed. That shouldn't just pass through the news. You should know that those things. Now, they haven't gotten really into, other than he was a radicalized jihadist Islamist of Somali descent. Apparently, his parents had immigrated from Somalia.
There's going to be probably a lot more of that, unfortunately. Now that so much more is unstable, strength and power is the only thing that answers that kind of radicalism. And now we have nothing but weakness.
Oh, we have nothing but weakness. Yeah. So did you see how many people heard in the news or saw in the news today that a U.S. military base in Syria was attacked by an Iranian-backed militia in Syria? was attacked.
I didn't see that.
With a drone strike. Fortunately, there were no U.S. casualties. Did anybody see that? No. It doesn't get reported anywhere. It's buried. You got to be a junkie like me who goes through all this stuff and sees these little bylines. But isn't that kind of important?
Yeah.
U.S. forces were attacked, a U.S. military base in Syria. So I just want to mention it so you know about it. And I'm also mentioning it because it's, again, what you just said, mm-hmm. it's another sign of U.S. weakness. People are consider us weak, so they're like, we can attack. We can do whatever we want to the Americans because they're not going to do anything. And apparently, we're not. Okay, I needed to get those out. All right. There is good news. The $3.5 trillion spending bill is basically dead.
Yep.
The Democrats, now the Republicans did oppose it, but the Democrats basically imploded it themselves thanks to Senators Manchin and from West Virginia and Sinema from Arizona who've been standing against it, the two Democrats. So congratulations to those two for standing against it. But now it's interesting. There's sort of a 50% concession. And now I guess it's going to come out at about half, at $1.75 trillion, which is still a breathtaking number and ridiculous. So we'll see if they get that one done. But the good news is it's not going to be the big one. And the other really good news about it is the Democrat agenda is faltering, not just stumbling, it's faltering. It's fallen apart.
It really is. They're cannibalizing themselves, which
right.
is always fun to watch. That's happening. But also just across the land, people are just – none of it's making sense, and people are just waking up a little bit more and more. People that have never paid attention now are. I got to see Clay Higgins. You know, he's the representative.
Who?
He was the Clay Higgins. He stays up in Washington. He sleeps in his office.
Oh, he's a guy, yeah. Sleeps in
he used
Where's
to, he
from?
He used to be a – I think like Arizona.
Yeah.
I want to say – I might be wrong, but I think Arizona – used to be a police officer, and he's just very plain put. But he came out from after working out and was describing the victory. But he said, you know what? We got lucky. We can't let our guards down.
Right.
And part of this, too, with all these numbers that are being thrown yep. around, almost now, quit even paying attention to the numbers. And I'm thinking of the $600 IRS. Now it's going to be $10,000. You know what? It's all a ruse. Is
yep.
it $5 trillion? Is it $7 trillion? At this point, don't even worry about the numbers. They are going after full-scale surveillance control of every aspect of your life. So from now on, just look at all these issues as, is this going to give the government more control?
Or that's what it
that's
is.
That's all you need to ask yourself.
And that's
yourself.
Where we're going to get into the mandate.
Correct.
It's all
yeah.
about control. And if you're calling in, we'll put you on hold, and we will get to you in the break here as we go through the beginning here. The other part of that The spending bill was fascinating is it came out yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, there was a left-wing site, David Corn, who was like Mother Jones or something, came out and said that Manchin was threatening to become a Republican.
Or an independent.
Well,
yeah, I saw that
the
too.
First one came out and
oh,
said
okay.
he was going to switch parties,
headline.
And he said okay. that's BS. And then it came out, he made it like, oh, no, that didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. And then it came out. He was offering to become an independent.
Well,
what does that mean?
It means actually our good Senator Shelby is to the left of Joe Manchin, if you want to know what that means.
You could say
well,
that.
Well, he voted. He wouldn't even vote with him.
No.
So there you go.
And I think, though, maybe I'm wondering, was this act – because, you know, Democrats are very, very cunning. I'm actually wondering if this was a ploy by them to try to scare the leftists into backing down.
Hmm.
That if they keep pushing Manchin, because they've made him mad,
mm-hmm.
they keep pushing him, he's going to flip control of the Senate.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of don't believe he's going to do it.
I don't know.
I think it's really more of a – because really, why would he do it?
Yeah.
Because if he becomes the 51st Republican, then he flips it to Republican control, but then nobody has to go consult him all the time to get him to come over, right?
Yeah,
because he's supposed to come over. He's supposed to vote with Republicans. But as long as he stays a Democrat, everybody's got to come and talk to him
yeah.
and ask him, please vote with us. Come this way. So to me, I don't see
yeah.
that happen.
Yeah. And well.
And then you got to love this one. It, with all the supply chain crisis and ships backing up at West Coast ports, they can't get in and transport. You know, we talk about the infrastructure bill and the transportation bill. Who was not around? Who was missing in action? Who was not on the scene?
Transportation?
The Secretary of Transportation. Buttigieg. And we find out.
Mrs. Buttigieg?
I don't know if he's the Mrs.
Well,
or
no
the Mr.
Knows.
In the relationship. He finds out.
Matter.
He's on 60 days maternity leave.
Yeah.
Somehow these two yahoos adopted an infant.
And no, two of them. They were twins.
They adopted two of them.
Well, they're twins.
Oh, so that's why they needed 60 days. So really, so he needed 60 days to learn how to warm a bottle and change a diaper. I'm not against paternity leave, but you know what? If you're the leader of something, guess what? You don't get paternity leave.
No.
You don't get the luxuries that the workers get because you're in charge and you're accountable and you're responsible. But what he did do is show that he is totally useless and dispensable. Folks, we will come back with calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you're looking for a church home, or maybe you're dissatisfied with your church, maybe you kind of go, I'm not into this feel-good stuff, this woke philosophy that you is substituted for biblical preaching, you know, maybe you're not into the newer music, the sort of rock music. Maybe you long for those great hymns and those wonderful, traditional gospel songs of faith. You can find all that at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore. They're at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They preach conservative principles that are derived from true biblical theology. You can find it right there at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Their music is traditional. The hymns are sung from a hymnal, not off the wall. So if you're satisfied where you are, stay where you are. We want you worshiping God wherever you are. But if you long for that traditional worship, not just entertainment, that solid biblical preaching, not just telling you you should feel good, but understanding how you should worship God and what the Word of God means, that it's holy and it's just and it's love, you need to go visit this Sunday at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. They have a teaching service at 9 a.m. They have a Sunday school for all different age groups at 10. Bring the kids. They have a wonderful worship service at 11. They're located at Theodore Dawes Road between I-10 and U.S. 90 at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It's a wonderful little church. Been there for over 150 years. They must be doing something right. A warm and loving welcome awaits you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Check them out this Sunday. They're wonderful, wonderful church family. Give them a visit this Sunday. James from Florida has texted in, can Glenn Youngkin pull it off in Virginia next month? For those of you who don't know, Glenn Youngkin is the Republican running for Virginia governor, which has been blue the last few cycles. And the guy who was Governor McAuliffe, who you remember was a big Clinton protege, was governor, not the past term, before Northam. He was the one before that, and he's in trouble. He's trying to get his seat back, and he's in big trouble. Watch Virginia. Democrats are panicking. If they lose the blue state of Virginia governorship, they will really start to panic. You think they're crazy now? They'll be crazier run over dogs if there's an upset in Virginia. So, James, thanks for – that was one of my notes, and you may give me a chance again. Look, we got Kevin on line two holding patiently. What do you – and Mobile, what do you got for us, Kevin?
Pete, doing good. Y'all are hot tonight, as always. Listen, I caught a little excerpt of A.G. Garland, and I didn't get to hear it all. I didn't know if y'all did, too. But basically, he was calling the feds out on these parents that are coming out and trying to find out what is being indoctrinated to their children in school. And he was talking, Congress was grilling him, and he was saying, where did you get your information from? And he was talking about a letter, evidently, that one of the unions had written, and somehow I caught there was somebody in the Biden administration that had got the letter and kind of tooled it up a little bit for him. So I don't know if y'all had heard that or not.
Yeah, no. He testified that.
You know, I'm sitting there going like, okay, so they're feeding him this information. And like I say, you've got all these hundreds of thousands of people right there that are supposed to work for the AG and do their due diligence, but you're going to say, I'm going to read a letter written by a union, and then I'm going to pull the dogs and send the feds on these people. they're just trying to find out what their children are supposed to be learning in a school. Now, you know, you go back somewhere about 1933. Do we have the same thing happen over in Europe right there?
Oh, yeah.
We need to teach you this and only this, and we're going to give you these books and only these books. And we know what's best for you because we are the government right there. The last time I remembered, it was by the people, for the people. And like I say, Ronald Reagan had the best 9 words ever, you know, admitted right there when he said, if you hear these, run. We're here from the federal government, and we're here to help.
No, that so you're exactly
that right there.
Kevin, it's another form of tyranny, of taking away your rights. They're going to tell you what you will learn, and you have no choice. And if you dissent now, you're a domestic terrorist. And actually, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, who's a firebrand, a great guy, he grilled Merrick in a hearing today, and he asked him, what did they base their investigation and going after parents and calling parents domestic terrorists, what did they base it on? And the only thing he could come up with was the letter. There were no actual reports. There was no investigation. There was no analysis that he could cite. He just said, well, I read some things in the newspaper, and I got this letter. So you malign all of parents as domestic terrorists? That's crazy.
These people, they are weak as well water up there. This administration, Jimmy Carter's sitting back going, I'm not going to be the worst president in U.S. history.
He is happy.
For sure. But I tell you what, 22's coming around. People need to shore themselves up, get with their people in their districts, in their communities, in their state, and get together right now and start getting together because we've got to take back everything in 22. This is our one shot to do this. So people need to get their grassroots efforts going now and get the Republicans going. Get your candidate in there and learn their agenda and put them out there. And people need to vote in 22 for sure.
Absolutely. Kevin, thank you for listening and thank you for the call. We always appreciate it. Kevin, loyal listener from Mobile. And the thing with that is the same sort of tyranny that we're starting to face with the vaccine mandates.
Yep.
And it has come to us here in Mobile.
It is. It's in
Airbus
our backyard.
Has given an ultimatum to their employees that they must all be vaccinated, I think December 8th or December something.
Yeah, real soon.
And very soon, or they will lose their jobs.
That's right.
Folks, this is a kind of tyranny to tell you what you must do with your body to have a job.
Yeah.
Where does this stop? And what does it stop if we let them do that with our jobs? What about when they come and they're already doing it? They're trying to implement vaccines for your 5 to 11 year old children.
It won't
stop. If they mandate that, where does it stop?
And also, I would like to say, if you've had the vaccine and you're in favor of it, we're not saying that's wrong. What we're saying, you still need to stand with us and say it's wrong for the government to mandate anything such as this,
right?
Because guess what? The next mandate might be one you don't agree with.
And you have no choice.
And we'll talk about that later. But you and I had the fine privilege to meet some of these folks this week. And we have a very special caller on line one.
Right. We have on line one, Haley Hill, who is with Airbus. And she's one of the leaders of basically a grassroots group of employees that love their jobs, they love their company, they love their families, they love their country, and they love their freedom, and they just want to have the choice and don't want to be forced. So, Haley, welcome to Common Sense Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure to meet you, Pete, and Teresa this Tuesday at our gathering. I just wanted to mention, we're talking about Airbus, but this isn't just Airbus. This actually hit home for Austal as well before it did Airbus, and those aren't the only two. It's all over the Gulf Coast. It's all over Mississippi.
I think Ingalls.
Ingalls as well. It hit Ingalls before it hit commercial aviation and Mobile. It's all over. It's all over the country.
And so tell us now what's happening. I mean, they're saying you either take the jab or you lose your job. And people are saying, no, you are violating my civil rights. You're standing up for your civil rights and for your choice. So give us kind of an update on what y'all are doing.
Yeah, so let me just briefly introduce myself. I'm a mother of 2 boys and a graduate of the University of South Alabama in Mobile. I actually live in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and commute every day to work out at Brookley Field in the commercial aviation industry. Everyone at my company was informed last week that they were going to be following suit with what so many other companies are doing in the state and in the nation, And now they're going to be requiring vaccinations for COVID-19. And this is an ultimatum. You either get vaccinated by December 8th or you will be terminated. So what these companies are doing is they are offering religious and medical exemption forms. That's going to be put to the test tomorrow at Austell. Austell, I'm told, is by a couple different employees that work there, that tomorrow they will be finding out a disposition as to whether or not their medical and religious exemption forms will be approved. So we're all very anxious to see what happens with Austell, but that really, the outcome doesn't necessarily mean that other companies will follow suit. Everyone needs to stand together and really fight each individual battle. So within an hour of hearing the announcement last week, I was out in the streets talking to people, trying to understand how this impacts everyone's lives and to see how many people were just as outraged as I am. And there are a lot of people. People have reached out from all across Mobile and all across the Gulf Coast to gather together via email. We have a Facebook page. I invite everyone to please visit, like, and share. We post events on that page. It is Mobile, Alabama Against Mandates. Again, that's Mobile, Alabama Against Mandates. And if you are against Facebook or not on social media, more power to you. You can contact us, our group at Novax. That's N-O-V-A-X. Novax14042@gmail.com. And that's after the presidential mandate of the executive order number. So Novax14042@gmail. And you can figure out how to support us. We've had three meetings so far. Today was our third meeting. Our next meeting is this Sunday, October 24th, 3:30 p.m. at Arlington Park. Bring your families. You're encouraged to bring friends, families, everybody that you know he can come to help us really hold the line against an anti-American movement that's happening in our country.
And your movement's growing, right?
And the most important thing anyone can do is call the representative and let your voice be heard.
Well, and we're going to have actually on one of our representatives maybe be calling in just a little bit, and we will talk more about HB 31 because this directly affects Airbus and Haley and everybody else in
Alabama. And maybe some of us, you don't even know it's going to affect.
And it doesn't affect you right this minute, it still is and is going to. Haley, we're actually up against a break. Can you sit tight with us or do you need to run?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll hold you over because we want to ask you a little bit more about how your movement's growing, et cetera, and the things that can be done, and we kind of want to get into why we're doing this a little bit more, because people need to be involved, folks. This, if we don't stand against tyranny now, if we don't stand for our rights now, they will never stop. This is important. You don't think it affects you. It will affect you. They will come for you sooner or later. We will be right back with more calls. Text 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, and that is Mission First Mortgage. You know what their mission is? You, your home, your financing, your dream home. They want to make sure you are pre-approved, pre-qualified, and when you go shopping for a home, you have that letter in your hand, and you can shop with confidence. And when you find that home, you don't lose it. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented. That's why it's Mission First Mortgage. It is run by an old Marine, Brian Dewberry. They do a great job. Go visit their website, Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or look, it's easier. Call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. They will get you pre-qualified, pre-approved for the most amount that you can so you can get the best home that you're shopping for. Check them out. Mission First Mortgage brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things, that through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping, and I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Boom! That was from Ronald Reagan's farewell address to the nation on the 11th of January, 1989, and I picked it because it goes right along with the struggles of the workers at Airbus, Austal, Ingalls, all across the Gulf State, all of those that are facing big government, big business tyranny. We are free. You can't just tell us what we have to do with our lives, our livelihood, our bodies. We have rights. That's why I picked this. And it also goes along with my column this week. They really don't care what we think. You can find that at renewamerica.com. Check it out at renewamerica.com. And it really goes into the fact that they don't really care what we think, but they care how we vote. So they're afraid of you. And that's why these fearless, courageous, patriotic workers at Austal and Airbus and Ingalls, they need the support of every American citizen in their struggle against this tyranny, against their livelihood. We want to check back in real quick with Haley Hill from Airbus on line one. Let's bring Haley back up on line one. Haley, are you there?
Yes, Pete, I'm here.
Okay, look, we just want to, because we want to get on to, we got Representative Richie Horton, who is the original sponsor of HB 31. We're going to get to him here in just a second. Wanted to close out with you, because we were kind of hurried about the break. Your movement is grown. It's pretty big, isn't it? Do you have any idea how big it is?
Well, I know that we had over 200 signatures, well over 200 signatures as of Wednesday, for people stating that who have been affected by this just out of the Brooklynfield area. Stating that they believe vaccination should be a choice, not a mandate. But yeah, it is growing, and we are still encouraging everybody. It's not too late to stand up and defend your own freedom, but it will be soon. So anybody who wants to join the growing movement that's running across the Gulf Coast, it's a coalescing of patriots that aren't going to stand for it anymore. I know a lot of people are scared and fearful for, oh, I can't lose my job. And I can't miss a paycheck, but I'm here to tell you you can. I'm here to tell you that it's not going to matter soon, because we don't have a free country to live in. Nothing else matters. We're Americans, and there's no time for fear and weakness. And if I could, just to put out another inspirational quote, thank you so much for that, from Reagan. But Benjamin Franklin was quoted saying that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And that's really the essence of, I think,
yep,
our call to duty right now.
Well,
we're all
being
called to action, whether it hits your household this time or not, because it will soon. It's a slow, gradual process, and we have to hold the line.
Yep. And you're right, and I'll give you another encouragement. They can't replace you. This is an extremely tight labor market. The workers at Airbus are highly, highly skilled. These are some of the best These are the best workers in the country. They cannot be replaced. So if they lose 15, 25, 35% of their workforce, it hurts Airbus way more than anyone can imagine. Ask Southwest, who lost $75 million in 1 week.
Yep.
They backed down off of their mandate. We just need to stand together and stand tall. I want to encourage you, give your Facebook page again, and that email is novax14042@gmail.com. And what's your Facebook page?
It's Mobile, Alabama Against Mandates. And I also encourage everyone to join the private Facebook group Gulf Coast Against Mandates. But yeah, please, everyone in the Mobile area, if you have family, friends, visit Mobile, Alabama Against Mandates. or send us an email, reach out. We need your support. This is all of our fight.
Yep.
Thank you, Haley. We're with you.
Haley.
We're praying for you, and we will check back in with you. Thank you
we
so much for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Haley. All right, let's go to line two. We've got State Representative Richie Horton from District 22, which is way up there in North Alabama and Owens Crossroads. Representative Horton, welcome to Common Sense Radio. Thank you for calling in.
Man, it's a pleasure to be on here. Hey, what does that mean, common sense?
Well, there ain't much around here, is it?
It's rare.
Yeah, it's hard to find these days. Look, you are the original sponsor of HB 31. Is it health care or health freedom?
It's Health Freedom Alabama. Man.
Health Freedom Alabama.
Health Freedom Alabama,
you're correct.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the bill and why you think it's important, because you're the original sponsor.
Yeah, well, mainly the bill's about freedom. It's liberty and freedom, and we all should be free. I listened to President Reagan there, and the lady was just on, and I agree 1,000% with what both said. I mean, it's common sense. I mean, I own a small business, and I have roughly about 25 employees, and I don't call this a vaccine anymore. I call it a COVID shot, okay?
Right.
I'm not sure why we call this thing a vaccine. But anyway, I've had three employees to choose to take the COVID shot, okay? But I have about 22 others that chose not to. But I don't feel like it's my right as a business owner to force my employees to take something they don't want to take. And look, I am short employees now. Okay, I need to hire more, but I can't find employees. It's hard to find workers right now. And what the state and what we don't understand is you can't find people to work today.
I mean,
the government is giving them free money, and you can't find folks to work.
Okay? And you're going to put the good workers out of work?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to take the good employees I have and force a shot on those guys or gals. And I can't find workers now. And if I have those guys or girls to leave me, what am I going to do?
Right.
I'll have to close my business, and I can't afford to do that.
Well, look, Representative Horton, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I think the bill is being misrepresented because I understand that big business across the state, like the Business Council of Alabama and others, are coming in against it, maybe not publicly, but very very, very intensely behind the scenes. They're coming out against this, and I'm trying to understand why does big business, what is it they don't like about the bill?
I think they think the bill is going to cause lawsuits in every aspect of what we're trying to do here. But that's not the issue. The problem is if I get an employee hurt now, okay, let's say they have a hard hat on and something hits them and falls and they get hurt. They're going to sue me anyways, okay? But here's the deal, and this is what the bill does. If I force or tell my employee, look, you got to take this shot or you're going to lose your job, and they do and get hurt, what recourse do we have?
No.
What do we do?
Well, then you're as an employer.
Through the vaccine companies.
Right.
I think they passed a law. What, in the 80s, you can't sue them. So what recourse do you have? I mean, what do we do?
Well, maybe you only get against the employer. But here's what I don't understand. It seems to me that your bill is actually an exit or an out for business. Because by outlawing mandates, they can say, look, we have no role. We can't force our employees to do this. We have no liability, right?
That's true.
Why don't they see it that way?
Because Biden is trying to force a mandate, and it's going to help business. We don't want the mandate, okay? That's it.
Right, and I think we've got a messaging problem with big business. They're seeing this as a threat and more lawsuits. And from what I understand, it takes away lawsuits. It takes away lawsuits because it removes liability. To me, there's more liability forcing them to take the – like you just articulated, there's more liability forcing your employees to take a shot they don't want to take and then something happens. Or you say, look, it's none of my business. The state law prohibits us from requiring such things, so it's their business. We have no role. Let the state of Alabama and the federal government fight it out. We're busy building ships and making airplanes. Why don't they see it that way?
Yeah, what's wrong with letting a person choose to get the shot or not?
Right. Let me ask you, this is really dicey in the parliamentary procedures. You got a special session for redistricting, which is already controversial and contentious. How do you see this playing out in a special session, trying to get this done in a special session?
Well, we're trying, and it's going to be up to the governor to bring it forward, and I hope the governor will do that. I hope Governor Ivey will do that, and we can work through this thing, okay? Everybody wants to be free, and everybody wants to make a choice. And the business people in my area, I've talked to about 21 small businesses here, and every single one of them agree with HB 31. They agree that the freedom and liberty, you make your own choice, and everybody's happy. I don't know what the problem is with that.
No, and you know what? I'm glad you're saying that, and I think maybe we need more small business to start speaking out so that we can turn this from being an employee-employer thing to just a freedom thing to say the employees want this bill, the small business wants this bill. Big business, why don't you get on board? Because really, it protects you too. I think we need to broaden the scope.
You're correct. You're 100% correct, and that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yes. Well, look, Representative Horton, I cannot tell you how much we appreciate your courage in introducing this bill and standing by this bill, because I can imagine the pressure in Montgomery is going to be pretty tough from the big players who write the big checks behind the scenes. So I hope the people in your district will remember you and give you credit for it, because here in South Alabama we
appreciate you
and we
very much.
Applaud you. You come on down here and we're going to have some crawdads.
That's right.
Hey, I'm ready. But hey, I appreciate you having me on, and hey, it's all about freedom and liberty, and big government, no. Big government, no.
Absolutely. All right, there it is. Representative Richie Horton from District 22. I hope he's unopposed next year. He's a courageous patriot. We appreciate you calling in. We'll be right back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Thank you, sir.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And again, you know, one of our sponsors is Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. And if you're looking for a church home, or maybe you're dissatisfied with the church where you're at, you don't like the woke philosophy, you're longing for that biblical teaching right from the Word of God, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Maybe you don't like the new music. Maybe you long for those traditional hymns, those gospel greats that just lift the soul. You get that at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. They preach from the Bible. Conservative principles are derived from true biblical theology. Their music is traditional. They sing the hymns from a hymnal, not off the wall. So, look, if you're satisfied where you're at, God bless you and stay where you're at and worship God. That's what we all need to be doing to save this country. But if you long for traditional worship instead of just entertainment and feel-good stuff, solid biblical preaching from the King James Bible, you need to visit this Sunday, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It's right there on between south of I-10, north of US 90. They have a teaching service at 9. They have a Sunday school at 10 for all the age groups. Bring the kids. Wonderful worship service at 11. Check them out, 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. A warm and loving welcome awaits you every Sunday at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore. Check them out. Look, we had a texter called in and said, why hasn't Governor Ivey stood up for Alabama like Ron DeSantis? She has the authority to stand up to mandates in our state. That is a great text, and everybody's asking that question. The motto of the state of Alabama is, we dare defend our rights. Why are we always following Texas and Florida? Why is Alabama and our governor not leading the way for the rights? Why do we always have to wait till somebody else does it? And they're not even doing it because somebody else does it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't pressure that old lady, she's not going to do anything. She's like a rabbit in the briars. If she thinks if she holds still long enough, she can't be seen. I'm telling you, you need the pressure needs to be put on the governor. Governor Meemaw needs to know that the citizens of Alabama are unhappy and we're tired of having a leader that never stands up for us. Matter of fact, she blamed us a few months ago.
And it's so much worse than just having like a Democrat as a governor because, again, it's kind of like everyone's been letting Montgomery get by with the same stuff for so long. But here's the difference. We are in the fourth quarter. There is going to be no more time. Every person that is listening to this at this time needs to carve out of their week as many hours possible. I love football like the next person, but if I can just be honest, if some just half of us would care a tenth about what we care about football, about what is actually affecting your paycheck and your livelihood, and like Haley said, those liberties and freedoms that you don't deserve if you're willing to give them up.
What are you going to do when they mandate this for your kids, your children?
The thing is, if you don't have some skin in the game right now, maybe you say, well, I just don't care about politics. Well, let me tell you, politics cares about you. And you need to find some time to get behind your phone or your computer and make these calls. It is actually not that hard. And actually, it does make a difference.
It makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
God bless the people of Health Freedom Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
They have done
so much heavy lifting.
Grassroots group of literally moms.
That's right.
Across the state who have interconnected and they have gotten the attention of Montgomery and they were there. Here's the good news. They set the framework. The framework is there. So when the people at Airbus and Austell and these places started facing this tyranny, those women have laid the groundwork of what to do and how to fight back.
And you can help us. Go to healthfreedomalabama.com and just sign up and we will spoon feed you what to do. You'll get little texts that just ding into your phone
with
like
the phone
once
number.
A week.
Who to call?
You can get the emails. It tells you you don't even have to know who your representatives are. We will tell you. We give you the numbers. It's literally
and a script.
It's spoon feeding. We just need you to be willing and fed up enough to do it.
To make your voice heard. I want to go back real quick on DeSantis. He came out and he said businesses forcing corona vaccines should be liable for adverse reactions. That's what DeSantis just came out and said. That's what we just talked about with Representative Horton. What's going on? This bill takes business out of the equation. I do not understand why they will not take this exit. Takes them out of the equation, so they have no role. They can't say that they're forcing anybody to do it or any of that. So, I think it's really important. Okay, we got a couple of texts coming in here. Doug says she's a high step in Turkey.
Yeah.
That wasn't nice, but okay. What I know, she's a high stepper. Anyway, and Doug, all of this COVID vaccine mandates is Satan driven to take liberty from us. Nimrod tried to build a tower to heaven and world control. Four empires tried to have world control. Read it in the book of Daniel. If you are a student of God's word, this COVID mandate should not be a surprise. It isn't. Satan wants to use God's creation. Guess what I have read? The end of the book. Our God reigns. Thank you, Doug. That was spot on. Look, this is not really anti-vaccine. This is pro-freedom. I personally have a lot of questions about the vaccine.
I could argue that side, because, but that's not the point.
Look, if it's that dangerous, look, it's got a 99.8% survival rate, right? So if it's that dangerous, why are all of our leaders running around without masks, but they're telling us we have to wear masks?
None of that. It's all about control.
It is about control.
And again, if you can't start putting the dots together by now, I don't know that you ever will. And it's the exact same thing. It's all a ruse to get more control. And we didn't get time to get into it tonight, but folks, you need to watch this stuff they're trying to do now with your money.
Yep. Oh, no, the money stuff.
And that's the same thing. It's a ruse. They're not worried about tax evaders. They just want the right to plow through your checking account and ultimately create database and control every facet of your life.
Okay. Can we squeeze a call in? Nope, we're out. I'm
out of
sorry,
time.
But we got a text from John. The problem is that when Alabama stands up to the nation, there is a greater danger of economic punishment than Texas and Florida would have. So we have to have powerful states to back. I don't disagree with that premise, but we are more powerful than we think. And we produce more than they think. We could stand alone. And I believe if all the states start, it only takes one to start standing up and the rest stand up. It's time for Alabama to do it. Folks, go to, what's the website?
Health Freedom Alabama.
Health Freedom Alabama. Go to that website, folks. It is time to stand and be counted. It is time to be heard. Let your representatives know. Primaries are coming, so they're very, very nervous. Y'all have a great weekend. Roll Tide, and honey, it's time to come home.